I invite you to close your eyes and allow your body to soften. Relax your face, relax your shoulders, your arms, your hands, relax your chest, relax your abdomen, relax your thighs, your knees, your calves, and your feet. And as you begin to soften and relax, I invite you to contemplate what wise, divine, feminine energy means to you. And as you contemplate the attributes that make up the energies of wise, divine, feminine, you may even wish to visualize a sphere, a globe made of rose quartz crystal. And within this soft pink colored rose quartz crystal, imagine that crystal now beginning to vibrate with those attributes that you connect with when you think of wise, divine, feminine. And you may even notice this rose quartz crystal begins to shift slightly, to vibrate in a different way as it comes into the resonance of what your connection is to wise, divine, feminine. And as you feel this crystal, it may even drop into your hand. Connect a little further with that crystal, with the energy of your heart, and create that triangle between the crystal, your heart, your pineal. And let us now imbue unconditional love, compassionate energy, the love of a mother, wisdom, patience, tolerance, all the attributes that you connect with wise, divine, feminine. And we are now going to place this globe, this sphere of rose quartz crystal down below our feet, traveling through the Nile River, which we now sit upon. And beneath the Nile River, we continue pushing that globe, that sphere of rose quartz into the earth. And as you release that, all of those attributes that you placed into that crystal are now merging with the crystalline grid on the planet. And visualize a network of crystalline structures through the earth, now carrying the new vibrations that we have collectively added. And so in this way, we finish our brief time together as we connect in with the wise, divine, feminine. And we give thanks and gratitude to share this moment.
And as you are connecting and even activating that wisdom from within you into the earth, into the crystalline structure, see those places in the earth that need that wisdom right now, that intuitively come to you, whether you know them. And even if not, just your intent is sending that energy to those places, sending that love, that compassion, the kindness, the joy that you have in your heart to see places being transformed, being healed, being loved, where some of them have a place of desperation, of loneliness, of looking for solutions. Maybe it's the area and its people there. Maybe it's places you know personally in your life. See those places, those people, those situations being changed and transformed through the power of your love, through the power of wisdom, through the power of God, of divinity, through the power of all that is everywhere. But being human here, it needs our intention, it needs our direction, it needs our love and focus and attention. Otherwise, it just sits there. You are activating and moving energy by your consciousness alone. So again, allow yourself to feel and love even more. Allow yourself to feel the power that is within you even more. As one group, as oneness, as wholeness, as holiness. Breathe and connect even more, even more.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. For those who are listening later, we're on the top deck of a Nile boat, with boats passing by, music playing, the sun going down, the chill of the air is starting, and we are in Egypt. We are docked close to the town of Luxor, and we have a group in front of us who are light workers. There is something my partner has described as consensus reality. And today we're going to talk about that just a little bit in reference to Woe, who today is about to hear something that may chase him away from everything that he has been told. It's profound, yet controversial, unbelievable. It's about God. And you ask yourself, who, what, how? All of the things about God. Because your mind, dear ones, has had a picture of that which is God all of your life, from those you trust, from your culture. In this culture, you can hear it. You hear the result of prayer and worship and strong belief and dedication. Where you come from, you have the same thing. You may go to a place for it or not. But I guarantee that as you grew up, you heard about it. Do you remember the first time your parents may have said the word God? Or perhaps they did not, and they simply took you to a place where you learned in another way. But consensus reality, especially to a child, is that which is happening, which the adults do. And so often, all of you, as children, are imprinted with this consensus reality, and it becomes your belief system. One of the most interesting things, if you want to take a look at the statistics, is that most of the planet believes in this one God. And they have so many different ways of showing their belief, or sorting it out, or organizing it, or putting rules around it. And so often, it's centered around a prophet, who then is a teacher about God. But consensus reality doesn't let you really, really see what God is, because you're limited to what you were told, or who you have to go through to get to God, or the rules around it. And that obfuscates the splendor, the glory, the beauty, the compassion, the kindness that is central and pure and thick around that which is God. Woe again went to see the man that he had been going to, and he realized this man was a teacher, perhaps a guide, perhaps. And the man represented a group of high conscious thinkers that Woe was attracted to originally, because he was wallowing through the sand and he saw that they were not. That's a metaphor, dear ones, for low consciousness and high consciousness. And he was excited because of what he'd been told about what he could do in so many ways, who he was. Indeed, he was discovering himself. But that's still elusive, because Woe didn't really understand why these things would increase what he was discovering about self. He felt he knew himself well. These were just tools and things he was finding out about his body and consciousness and reality. But he was about ready to know more. When he saw his friend and his teacher, the teacher was grinning at him, as though the teacher knew something that Woe did not. Indeed, he did. This was going to be the pivotal point of whether Woe would ever come back, because Woe was about to learn about God, not the consensus reality, but the truth. The man looked at Woe and said, "Welcome back, Woe. Are you ready for the lesson of lessons? The one that will start so many more ideas and lessons. One that you might have to think about a long time before you come back. One that you might have to sit with and find if it's real or not before you come back." And Woe realized there was something profound coming. And the man looked at Woe and says, "Woe, you are not who you think you are. You are a shadow of who you are. You have no idea what self is. Woe, tell me, who is God?" And Woe attempted to tell this teacher what he had been told. And he said, "Well, God is some kind of overseer. God is the one we pray to, and God is that which grants us the things we need." And the man looked at him and said, "That's not correct. God is none of those things. Sit, Woe, and listen, my friend, to something you didn't expect." And the man started in with a full explanation of the creative source of all things, And a way to say how big is God, it was impossible. God is not an entity, it's not a who, it's not a what. God is. God is the source of every piece and particle of all things everywhere. God is in every single atom that makes you. God is light in a dark place. God is light in a light place. God is love. And Woe listened and realized that it was much bigger than he had been told. And in Woe's mind at that point in time, he thought, wow, I wonder if I can ever like get to that place where I could communicate with that God. And the man knew what Woe was thinking. And he said, Woe, do you love God? And Woe answered immediately and said, yes, this is my teaching, that I would love God. And the man said, do you really love God? And Woe stopped for a moment as though perhaps his answer was not good enough. And he pondered for a moment. And he said, yes. And the man continued and said, God is the Holy of Holies, to use the Egyptian term. God is more than you think, because God is personal. This creator of the universe, Woe, he knows your name. That startled Woe. He knows my name? Of course. And then the man looked at Woe and said, I'm going to tell you something that you have to ponder. There was no beginning of God, Woe. Everything on your planet is linear and God is not. Everything you have has a beginning and an end. Everything you have ages, and there's a cycle. And none of that is God. God was here before here could be defined. There is no end of God. And this is what you should know, Woe, because of what I'm about to tell you. If I said in the beginning, I would be wrong. There is no beginning with God. It simply existed as the creative source of all things, and it knows your name. And here's the reason. Because all of the souls in this entire galaxy, in the entire universe, are part of that creative source. There was no beginning and no end to any soul. It was not created. It simply was. The structure of the soul, the way you see it, who you are, that has structure. And that was created. The system that you sit in, that is your soul, was created. But the essence of your soul is God. Woe, if you love God, you must love yourself. That startled Woe, because loving yourself is an egotistical thing. It's not something you're supposed to do, and that's what his religious leader told him. Woe, watch yourself so that you don't be conceited or full of yourself. And here is this wise man saying, love yourself as much as you love God. And Woe said, I want more explanation. And the man said, yes, you do. Woe, loving yourself is not something that you would consider an emotion or an ego trip, as they say. It's loving the essence of the image of God in you. Loving it so much that you start to emulate it as best you can. Because your soul never had a beginning or an end. And you sit in your soul. And I'm going to tell you more about the system of your soul, Woe, if you come back. And Woe said, dear man, whose name I never even ask, Do you mean I am God? And the man looked at him and said, in a sense, you are a piece of the Creator walking on the earth in human form with free choice to find this truth or not. And if you choose to find it, there is so much more to tell you. Loving yourself is the first step to accomplishing everything else I have given you that you can do. Go from this place, woe, and ponder this truth. And woe looked at the man and said, this is profound. I must think. I must think. It goes against everything I was taught. Sir, what is your name? Woe asked. I've never asked that. And he looked at Woe and said, you can call me today Yusha. Woe was confused. A name is a name. Why would I call him that today? And the man got up and left. Yusha. Woe left more confused than he had arrived. He had a lot to think about. He was about to step into something that was grand, but in the process, he might lose friends and family if he told them what he knew. Where are you in all of this, dear ones, today? Are you on the brink of knowing that God is bigger than you were ever told? I hope so. Because everything you think, as grand as it is, will only be a portion of the truth. You might hear the prayer towers around me as they worship, as they call to prayer in this land. God is so big, dear ones, so big. The invitation is out to ponder this for yourself. And so it is.